Well, yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, everybody is not on the same scale as others. So you might have somebody on a lower scale and them telling themselves, well, this might mean this. But really and truly, now I might sit down and overthink the situation a little bit more
mm-hmm.
as a parent and like somebody that on a higher scale of thinking. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how I see it, all right, they mentioned this. I know if people can get angry, but let me just say, we were not the ones that started COVID in prison as a young scale.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It had nothing to do with young people going out or gathering with their one another. And yes, I agree 100% with you where you said that we dropped, like...
We dropped the ball. Everybody.
Yes, we did.
That
we
contributed
did.
Somehow dropped the ball.
We did. We did. And the reason why, I don't know who will agree with me, but the reason why we did that is because we knew that we were safe.
Because COVID. Of the communication you received?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or at least.
Mm-hmm.
What we were
But that's interesting because some people said that the tone at top, the messaging at top in terms of what was happening gave Barbadians a sense of, well, we good.
Of
okay.
idea of safety.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
We were back, we had our children back at school,
mm-hmm.
meaning that we were in a position that we were good. There's no way that they would have been back at school if we were not in a position of being good.
So there was a time when it was good then?
Correct.
Okay.
So that is where we
And that's what they communicated.
And where we
okay.
Uh-huh. And we started partying. Cruises mm-hmm. was opening. Parties was opening. It was not banned. It was open.
Mm-hmm.
So you see the same bus crawl? Mm-hmm. That was not illegal. Yes, people, they do the safety procedures that they should have done.
Did you go to the bus crawl?
No, I did not.
Okay. Just checking.
But I partied.
You partied.
But I
okay.
partied. Right, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I did not go to that event, but I had party within that time that we feel like we were in a safe zone.
Mm-hmm.
COVID started with a visitor being, like, what's the right word? He was not following our protocols. We were following our protocols. Every store we went in, we had to sanitize. We could not go in without a mask. We were doing the right things.
Mm-hmm.
We are not to blame. We were not the ones that... broke that trust and
but let me ask you something. If the tourist broke the protocol and gave it to the local would have had to drop the ball in order for it to be transmitted from him to that person.
Exactly where okay. that comes back as into safety.
Mm-hmm.
We thought that we were safe.
Mm-hmm. And that the tourists would have been tested and locked away somewhere and
correct.
In quarantine.
Right. Mm-hmm. Me as a young person,
mm-hmm.
I do not believe that tourists should be in no hotel quarantining as they wish or as they please because they have money to do so. I remember when my mom came home from the cruise line because she works on a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
It was mandatory for her to go down pardon for 14 days. It was not a choice because you coming home and you're in Beijing, you can't go into a hotel. I believe that it should be mandatory for you to be under a government institute in that time. I don't believe that you should have the choice to go in a hotel where you can do as you please. You should be under the government's institute where they can see and oversee how your process goes. You cannot break.
But there was supposed to be seeing and had guards, etc. I don't know how tight it was, but then they brought in the bands. I understand where you're saying, and there's some people that really think a lot like what you're saying. What I'm trying to tell you is, for sure, it took two individuals, whether that be one tourist and two individuals at the same time, locals, or one-on-one. It took...
This was a problem before now, Miss Hoyt.
Mm-hmm.
This was a problem starting with earlier back from the football, from the footballer from England,
mm-hmm.
where she came in. And she didn't really, as she said, she didn't really understand the concept of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Where she had leave the facility where she got her test and she went walking. But it didn't start from now with the bus crawl and the prison and this stuff. It was going
they
on.
They were breaking rules from before. Okay.
There were even bringing in false documents stating that they got this test. It ain't no start.
Well, it's interesting to hear your perspective, and you're a first-time caller, right?
Yes, please.
Young lady, and you're how are you coping now with the little boy? You did mention earlier that you may have to go out and so on, and somebody may be there older. He's managing with the online school, or he's not settled down as yet?
Well, my more difficult part was when it first started, but mm-hmm. as I got on, I have an understanding about how it would go. And again, this goes back to the teacher and stuff. There are some teachers, yes, that are going out of their way to get everyone in the same box.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are some that, well, if you don't know, you don't know.
Mm.
They ain't giving you that extra, urge into helping you or coming by or, something different. Everybody is not computer literate. Everybody don't know how to do these things.
If you had to give the government some advice right now, as this is where we are, what would you like to tell the government right now? Everybody's listening to you. How best can we manage this, in your opinion? What would you like to tell the government?
Well, manage which part? The schooling?
Not the schooling, the whole spread of COVID and the fact that is where it is right now. What would you like to tell them in terms of how you think they can pull this back? What would you like to see them do right now?
A restart. Go back to the drawing board first mm-hmm. and consider this 14-day quarantine thing. Because mm-hmm. that is not working out.
And do you agree with a lockdown for everybody?
Well, yes, because it's a reset.
Mm-hmm.
Reset. As a young person, mm-hmm. do not see nothing wrong with that. Because it is a reset. It needs to be reset. Right now, we going through something that we trying everything.
Mm-hmm.
The government trying everything. It's not working.
Mm-hmm.
Shut down the country. Let who is to go home, go home. Mm-hmm. And you go back to the drawing board with your people. We are your people. They are not your people. They are visitors at the end of the day. And we are messed up. They are going home.
Mm.
In the country, the people, the children, the old people, the prisoners, you have to study, not the visitors.
Wow.
We are your people, and we is to put you there. It's us that you have to study and not them. So if it is that you have to lock down and reset, I'm okay with that, because at the end of the day, I have a son. I would like him to go to school and not be online, because face-to-face teaching is way better than online teaching.
Well said, and there are a lot of people on WhatsApp supporting you 100%. They felt you had some excellent points, that you're a breath of fresh air, and they want to hear more of you. So hopefully this will not be the last. It's the first time, but it won't be the last time you call this program. And continue listening, and thank you so much.
Well, I always listen to you, but I never, called
you. Oh, you didn't have the guts to call. Okay. Well, we prompted you somehow to call. Well, that's good. I'm glad that you listen. At least I'm glad you listened to me, if nothing else. But thank you so much. You take care, all right? Thanks for calling.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Down to Brass Tacks, 11:35. That was a breath of fresh air. We had three young people for the morning, all new callers. Down to Brass Tacks.
Morning. It was good to hear the young lady speak. I really liked how she engaged.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, though, but from the beginning, I never saw this COVID issue as a political issue, because I know that people from across the political divide could get this virus. However, I remember sometime last year when the Minister of Education was acting PM and receiving questions from the public. I called and I raised the issue of self-help at the community level and engaging and arming communities with the resources and information to help combat this virus right from within the community. I also recall even asking about the disbanded constituency councils and the possibility of using them to mobilize efforts from within the community. The acting PM then mentioned a whole set of things that were happening at the community level. I was told about the social care division and what they were doing. and the various constituency branches looking out for the elderly and the shut-ins in the community, and about the distribution of food items and meals and so on to people with disabilities and the less fortunate. So in a nutshell, I was left with the distinct impression that community engagement and involvement featured highly as part of government's plans to tackle this virus. And it was not just about taking care of social dislocations, but it was to get the community people involved. Around that time, if my mind serves me correctly, I recall that the town hall meetings pertaining to local government were also going on at the time and were to be quickly concluded with a report. But it also struck me that if the constituency councils, which were disbanded, and discussions were going on pertaining to local government, how then would people be mobilized at community level to assist in the fight against COVID? Well, that call ended that day with some quip from the moderator and a little laughter from the acting prime minister. Months later, I am still waiting for government to reveal its community engagement plan and to provide me with how various communities across Barbados were mobilized to help in the fight against this virus. Any comments?
No, I'm actually enjoying your I didn't want to interrupt you. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I also have now, and it may sound a bit funny though, but I'm going to say it. I was going to wait for Friday to say it, but I guess I'm going to take the opportunity now to say it. I am of the view that despite knowing that COVID could come back, we could spike again, somehow we were caught unprepared. I am not going to say everybody dropped the ball, because I didn't. I was still very aware and very sober about what was happening. Now, I have some ideas on how I think. You talked about solutions. I have some ideas about how I think that government should in fact, an approach. Let me say an approach. And how government could get communities in Barbados involved, how government could identify community leaders, how government could turn block boys into COVID representatives so that they could influence their peers in doing the right thing. I got an idea how you can use the neighborhood watches, turn them into COVID watches, so that you can get people at the level of the community becoming your brother's keeper, looking out for each other, and when somebody isn't doing something right, say, but look, you forget your mask, did you sanitize? Get the information, get people in their various groups, wherever they are within the various communities across Barbados, to start helping each other. And I think that that is a fundamental thing that was left out of government's approach. Yes, you have the doctors involved, you had the communication specialists, you had the teams and so on. But where were the community leaders? Where were the community groups? Where were the efforts being, or where was the capacity given at the level of the community? I thank you for listening to me.
Thank you so much for your contribution. Thank you. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air, 11:40.
Good morning, Ms. Hayes.
Good morning.
Yeah, Alvin speaking.
Hello, Alvin.
I hope that you will give me, I call to speak most mainly to you, but I hope that the over 40,000 Brass Tacks listeners will also listen to what I have to say. I am approaching 3/4 of a century. And in those years, at the young tender age, which I have said before, of 12, my stepfather, Mr. Garner from St. Philip, who people would call a YAPO, was a Democrat. And I used to travel with him wherever we go. And from that time till today, all the leaders of Barbados, Sir Grantley Adams and Cummings, I was very young. I was young at that time. I can still remember them, up to Flinders Short. All of them was attacked, criticized, buried, thrown in the sea. In other words, they buried Ayobar in the sea. Ayobar had to enter the back of Parliament to get rid from people and things like that. I say that to say this. We had a leader in this country that I have among the best three leaders ever govern this country, a gentleman called Tom Adams. He was a top from paper, clipsoyance, everything you could think about he was criticizing. Arab hour, especially between 73 and 76, was a top all over, especially in the church. Every Sunday, bar used to get attacked in the church. And on the Monday, both papers, we carried the full story of the attack on Errol Bauer. And we could come right down to David Thompson, who was criticized before he even became prime minister. And when he was prime minister, I say all that to say this. Between March and the 30th of November last year, this government was praised by outside institutions, financial, health, was praised in Barbados. In Barbados, even the opposition parties, after the Northern, at no time was critical to the government dealing with COVID. If you heard it, you have to explain to me when you hear it. We had a by-election on 11th of November, and none of the political parties mount anything to do with COVID, because they know if they do that, it will backfire on them. The government was doing such a great job up to 11th of November. But the problem, and I hear, and I will also say, I blame you for it too.
To me?
Yeah, listen, I get into the point.
You're blaming me for something that I don't even know what it is, but...
You don't know what it is yet.
Okay.
I am hearing from certain people
mm-hmm.
that whatever is happening now is Biden's fault. And let me tell you this. After the 30th of November, this government was so confident that the toll entertainers and people who keep their faith, they move with 250 people, the change at the churches for funerals and weddings, the minibuses was able to start carrying back full crowds instead of 60% as it was before. Everything was going good
mm-hmm.
after the first week in December.
And what happened?
Now.
And what happened?
I get in there. Sorry, that's why I tell you that I go. You got to give me a couple of minutes.
All right. We can't give you much. We got still got news coming up, so go
okay,
ahead.
I can be there just now.
Mm-hmm.
In this cabinet, in this government that just captured mm-hmm. on the 24th of May 2018, they were fortunate to have Mr. Jordan, Mr. Grant, and especially a gentleman called Mr. Edgell. But the government decided that they want a different minister of tourism.
Where are we going with this? I asked you.
I get into the point. Don't rush at you.
Please.
I tell you, listen to me carefully, Mrs. Your second program, a gentleman by name of Zizi.
Oh, dear.
Beg you that time. There's no Sunday school.
Sir. People are actually messaging and asking for you to, and I'm just going to repeat some of the messages.
Just let me finish.
All right. Go ahead.
The government of today decides
mm-hmm.
those three outstanding people who I believe at a time like COVID,
mm-hmm.
with the hotels closed, would be, to me, are you talking about Alvin,
mm-hmm.
was more suitable than Ms. Cummings. That's my opinion. They picked Ms. Cummings. And I believe Ms. Cummings was chosen because of what she did at the harbor as chairman, whereby thousands of passengers and staff was able to move from port to air, from seaport to airport to the destination all over the world, because all the countries in the world was restricting the cruise ships from coming in the port. So being successful with that, I sit down in my bedroom, as I'm here now. Mm-hmm. I don't have to work away here on my bed since I'm speaking to you.
Okay.
I heard Ms. Cummings, and I heard the Prime Minister of Barbados
mm-hmm.
telling the world including you and I, that we ain't following nobody where flights from the UK is concerned. We know how to deal with COVID. You could come to Barbados because we can manage it. We manage it where everybody was refusing the cruise ships. Miss Hayes, that was the turning point that have us where we are today. I'm saying this to say that, I'm saying this here. When it was good with all those passengers from the port to the seaport to airport, and they got all the prayers, please, Miss Hayes, don't put the blame on me.
Right, so let's stick a pin right in there. Did you hear me say that I blame Barbadians? Did you?
What's that?
Did I say that I blame Bajans?
It sounds good to me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that that was your interpretation of what I said.
I said
that the government, yes, carries responsibility, but we as Barbadians, we have to carry responsibility too. The virus doesn't walk around by itself. It's transmitted from individual to individual. It needs a host, okay? It needs somebody. So if the government makes the rules and some of us don't adhere, it just needs one person not to do it. So we have to carry, and I don't like to use the word blame because I didn't use blame, I said we have to carry some responsibility here. Where we are right now, we cannot wait on government 100% because even if they put the new protocols in place or new policies, guess who have to follow them? You, me, John, the callers, the WhatsAppers, everybody. That's what I'm saying is that we are all in this together now. Where some person may say, well, I did my part. Yes, you did your part, but we need everybody to do theirs in order for this to work. And sir, I want to thank you for your contribution. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air. Good morning, 11:49, you are on the air. Hello, go ahead. I can hear you, or we can hear you. Yes, I can hear you, sir.
Hi, morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Miss Hick.
Hello.
Hi. Right. On Saturday, me and a merchant in this island had a disagreement via Facebook, right? And what I simply said to him, basically in a nutshell, Forex earned in good economic times cannot be compared to Forex earned in a pandemic. The latter earnings have the potential. And following on from what David was saying yesterday, from my observation, the government is saying they're being guided by the science, but apparently they're being directed by the merchants and private sector. And that is one of the fundamental problems right now, a matter of striking a balance. Right? And we all know that we are very dependent on tourism. There's no disputing that. But in a scenario like this, safety has to take precedent. Because we can have all the monies, and then we can also have the situation who's alive to spend the monies. Right? Also want to touch on something you mentioned with someone was, the young lady about two callers ago was talking about the pensioners, the difficulty with sometimes with pensioners not wanting assistance and so on, which is very true. But I never forget a sight that I saw in Eagle Hall was April the 8th last year. That was when we was in the first lockdown. And I can remember the lines to the post office, stretching from the post office all the way back up to Map's shop. And that was hurtful. And I asked myself, if not one of these persons had anyone that would be willing to assist them. Because for me, for instance, my mom and my uncle, even before that, I always do my mom's business for her. And with my uncle, I added him last year, whereby I would actually pass the funds through my account and give them. I mean, there's not everybody trustworthy to do this, so I can understand that scenario. But what we have in Barbados is a lot of selfish people that are not prepared to assist their elderly folk, right? Because there's no way that so many old folk should have been in that sun and close proximity of infecting each other last year if they had some, probably say grandchildren, children, or whatever, that would be willing to assist them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Another issue, we have a situation here whereby we continue with the opening of the borders, which I was against. Me and Peter had a strong disagreement about this last year, but I will still stick to my guns.
Mm-hmm.
Because the only country that cannot claim importation is Wuhan in China. That's the only country that cannot claim importation. So now we have a scenario whereby we have the tourists here, and the tourists eventually can go home to possible inoculation and recovery. And we now in Barbados are faced with a situation where now the Prime Minister has to seek assistance from India, and none of these same North American or European countries where the vast amount of these stores emanate from. This goes to show in a scenario, I don't want to say, but it has still got some sort of racial connotations to it, that whereby the black countries will suffer.
Okay. Could you stick a pin there and don't go anywhere? We do have to take a break, and I want to continue this conversation.